Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Taste of some of these big guys coming out hitting them. Like, all right, you think you're going to run around our guy? How about if you get a little taste of Landon Dickerson coming right down your throat?
Ayuk inside, touchdown. Samuel leading the way. Ayuk comes inside of him.
Woody, you're a bad, bad man, brother. It is a 9 o'clock hour on a Friday. And
we need a little laugh today. Man.
Yes, we do.
God. You know what's funny? I bet everyone in Miami is dragging ass this morning, right? Because everyone stayed up and watched. They kept you around till the end.
They teased you right to the end again for a second week. Like, hey, we might have a chance.
They did have a chance.
We might have. Well, no.
But apparently the linebacker made a great play.
Yeah, I am. Hey, whatever. Man. Maybe Tua can go back instead of giving everybody else credit and better and all that stuff and maybe just say, I need to be better. Kind of like I heard Zach Seeler say. I don't know. Hey, man,
That play was all on him.
The
linebacker.
We can go on.
Out of nowhere,
and
Joe.
I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of conversations about Tua. But. And I don't care, free blitzer. You know what you have on your offensive line, okay? And it wasn't that bad. Offensive line was not that bad. It wasn't great, but it wasn't like everybody. It's like if you're a Tua fan, it's your go-to line. Well, get him an offensive line. Get him an offense. We keep bringing in. We got two new guards. One's injured. One's going through growing pains. So Vianaya. At the left guard position. But at the end of the day, he is in the $50 million a year club, and he needs to play better. And Omar came on here, and if you missed it, I'm going to have it coming up for you, and said, yeah, Tyreek's got to come down with that ball down the middle. That fluff pass, that underthrown duck with two guys, one on each side of him, underthrown. The guy's 5'10". Well, you know, that's one of the things he... No. Listen, he runs 10 100 meters. He doesn't high jump 7'6". So...
Do you ever feel like you're watching a different game than some of these two
yes.
people?
Some of these guys are
there's
like...
a couple of these guys that are just like, everything else is bad, but it's he's great.
Look at man. He's a number one problem. Now go, oh, Joe Rose, you're stupid. The defense and this and that. Look, you've had a chance to either win or tie up a frigging game. And if you go for two last night, if you do score, maybe Mike does. Maybe Mike goes for two last
look
night.
At you. You're finally coming over the dark side here, man. I love it.
I just.
You ready to start the other
the
guy?
Tua
ready to
thing.
Start the rookie?
Hey, listen,
on
man.
Monday night?
I don't want to get. No, I'm not that. I'm not there. I just want to see this guy play better. And take responsibility.
What do you mean by, when you say play better, you know that he's not capable of
all
that.
I know is Mike went back. Part of that game plan, the good part was all the short passes. Mike dialed up some really good stuff for Waddle to get separated. They got mismatches because guess what? They got really good receivers. From Malik Washington to Jalen Waddle to Tyreek Hill, they're still really good. So what's different? Tua can't get him the ball down the field. Some of those fluff throws on the deep comeback last night. What was that?
To what I said to you in the first segment of the show. I think
nobody wants to go. No, that's not on him. And then we're in a place because of Tyreek Hill and all the drama and all the stuff around him. You're going, well, Tyreek played his ass off yesterday. Well, Joe, but his numbers, it's not his fault on his numbers. He made a couple of catches short of a first down and ran for a first down on great effort. He didn't have to run all these shit short routes.
They didn't do Tyreek any favors by telling all his personal stuff during one of those sideline reports. But I'll go back to what I said at the beginning. I don't think the Dolphins are capable. I think that's the best game that they can play.
All right.
Don't you?
No.
I think from game plan, execution, all that stuff, that's about as good as they can play.
They did get a lot better than they were in the first two games, considering who they played and how they played and having a chance.
I just don't know what they can do to be better than what we saw last night.
They had more guys play better, but again, they don't know how to win. This thing, you know, the number's going to pop up against winning teams, playoff teams on the road and at home. They're not very good. And last night added to that number.
You were there. Did you feel like the Dolphins ever really had a chance to win that game? It didn't feel that way.
I felt like they're going to tie it up again. And then the question was going to be,
was Josh Allen going to drive down the field and win it?
Was Mike going to go?
I'll go for two.
Or one.
I think you got to go for the.
Didn't you have to go for the win?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think it would have mattered.
Well, guess what? We'll never know.
Regardless, because you would have a couple minutes left for Josh Allen to drive down the field.
Listen, let's go to break here. We got Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. We're going to talk to him for a little bit, and hopefully we'll get Omar Kelly on, and you hear what Omar had to say up there in Buffalo about the game last night. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Hey, man, it's about getting a mortgage fast. Why would I use Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage? Well, you can get a mortgage super fast, get the best rates, which are, by the way, fixed rates in the fives right now. He's got a lot of great programs. If you're self-employed and you've been declined by the banks, he's got a great program for you. If you're a first-time home buyer, he's going to get you great rates and more importantly, get you pre-approved. So when you go out shopping, you already know what you're good for. So you get that home, you really like it. It's all set up. You're ready to go. You're ready to get the deal done. And then on top of that, I got to tell you, for senior citizens, the folks my age, they got some great programs for seniors. Program to convert your home equity into money. Got all that equity in your home. You paid that home off or almost off, and you got all that money. You could really use some of it. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. I'm just telling you right now, he's got great programs for everybody. Got hard money loans as well. If you're looking to pull some investment money out of one and put it into buying more, go to Google reviews on the web. Choice Mortgage reviews. Find out about all the things Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage has been doing for people here in South Florida for more than 30 years. Hey, I'm telling you right now, the man, he works all the time, 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.